At 314 Training Academy, their goal is to provide players of all ages with the latest indoor facilities and services to assist with all of your baseball and softball needs. From individual lessons to training camps and team practice sessions, you're sure to have the tools necessary to strengthen your game. And now experience their powerful combination of analytics and entertainment with HitTrax, the first and only baseball simulator on the market. For questions and additional information, call 314-963-1110 or visit 314trainingacademy.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. A lot to talk about.
This Wednesday is sick. Tim would say that if you're
here. He's here.
He's not potted up yet.
He's here.
Now he is.
I'm not potted up.
There he is. He's right there.
Doug, pop me up.
I don't have the pot near me. Plowsy, pot him up.
Plowsy's always got the pot near him.
Well, look, I jumped in because Tim wasn't potted up, and he always says this Ween Wednesday is sick.
Yeah, because it is.
Are you enjoying a treat? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, an RX bar. An RX bar?
That doesn't sound good. Chris Gardner just walked in with a French toast muffin. That's what you're missing out on.
Well, I'm also missing out on his extra 40 pounds. And there's a reason for that.
Oh, my word.
That was a blatant shot.
No,
Chris Gardner's the nicest guy. He offered us pieces of his muffin.
Well, I mean, but with the RX bar, it's about 200 calories, and it's organic, and it's high protein, and so it keeps you from enjoying the 700 calories and 100 carbohydrates of the French toast. I'm just telling you the reasoning. You asked me, and that's my reason. But here's the problem with the RX bar, Doug, and I know you have this problem. It gets sticky in your mouth.
I don't have that issue. No.
And so I have to follow it immediately, like with a chaser of a beverage. Otherwise. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like, who's that guy that you like on Fat Albert the Cat, Mushmouth? Is that who it is?
Hey, Bamamba, Wubba Yubba Gumba Dooba.
Wonderful. See? Just like that. That's it. Yeah, I'm texting too. Right now, Doug, with Andy Long. Do you know Andy Long?
Longzy. No, I don't think I know Andy Long.
The Andy Long familiar. Believes he knows what the, because now InsideSTL.com is redirecting to malware sites, so we got that. So we're kind of fighting it on two fronts. Well, I got three fronts when I include feeding and changing the diapers of my son, but that doesn't mean that we can't overcome all three. I believe we can, and even though I'm not involved directly with operating these things, I want to try and help remedy them. So InsideSTL.com is now redirecting to other sites. It's kind of like when you go to Pornhub, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, your Mac's telling you that you need to shut it down or else it's going to explode.
Or you click on a video and you go to another hub site instead of the actual video that you're interested in.
I like first-hand accounts just as much as the next guy. And so that's what we have going on. So the cat, we're fighting it right now on a few different fronts, but I believe we will overcome.
I believe that also. I have a question. It's personal in nature, but I'm a controversial host, as you know. How's your swaddling technique?
When we were in the hospital, they do this thing where it seems to me, even though it's not, to be a little complex. And then we went to our pediatrician. We have another pediatrician appointment later on today. And our pediatrician just does a simple two-move swaddle, and that is what we're going with for right now. A two-move swaddle. One flap over, one flap down, just like the great Jeffrey Leonard in 1987, brother.
The standard swaddling move, is a four-step maneuver.
That's
Doug,
correct.
If I'm not,
that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
You still remember that.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
You swaddle, you remember.
We determined yesterday, I determined that that if you're going to model yourself after a dad on the show, Tim, you're off to a great start. I'll say that from just what we're hearing. But I think I'm
2 weeks in and nobody's even seen the child. I could be making this up. This could be the Manti Te'o of babies.
I think the cat is in the lead ahead of Doug.
Disagree. Doug has raised four Four,
three.
Three. Doug killed off one of his sons.
No, I didn't.
But he had it coming to him.
No, he didn't.
But the other three are great. So you killed one. Three great sons.
Doug goes, one of my sons went to Vegas. I don't know how he got the money. I said, well, did you find out? He goes, nah.
Well, he's 21. He'll live through it. And he's the third kid. You know, the third one just kind of does whatever.
As long as he's alive, you're good.
Young Jameson's first trip to Vegas, I'm guessing, two or 3 years old.
6 months.
My father-in-law was over at the house, and I've told both. Some people are like, oh, be careful with having people over. But with my in-laws and Anna Marie being an only child, and then with Jameson being the first grandson of my parents, I wanted them to always feel as comfortable as possible to come over to the house and hang out with our son. I want that atmosphere. So they're over quite a bit, which is great. And I told my father-in-law, because he was going, when do you think you'll take him to his first Cardinal game? And I recall, and Doug, I don't know when you recall your first Cardinal game, but I was 5 years old, and it was the season they won the World Series in 82. And I think, and I don't know, I mean, because I can't, it's the only experience I know, but I think going when I was five, even though I didn't really know a whole lot, I still knew the players' names. It seemed like it still is one of the greatest nights of my life, because I went with my mom and my dad, and I remember Lonnie Smith hit inside the park home run. Glenn Brummer stole home the next day. They won the World Series a month and a half later, and that's where the addiction was born. So my point is, maybe going at five or six or whatever, you have a greater appreciation for it. Than if I were to take him, like, you know, next year or 2 years from now.
Are you talking Cardinals or Vegas? Because I was saying
Cardinal.
Vegas.
No, you're talking Vegas, but I'm segueing into a first Cardinal game. Do you remember what age you were when you went to your first Cardinal game?
I don't remember the exact game.
I remember
really
putting on
the
pants.
Game, but I'm talking about ballpark age.
It would have been, five or six, I guess, at Old Sportsman's Park.
Yeah, and probably a good team, I would guess, right?
That much I don't remember how good the team was.
They were so good in the
63. 64, they won it all.
But at the age 11, you signed your first major league contract.
I didn't know. No.
I didn't know that.
No. Yeah. I remember real early sitting right behind a pole. You know, they had beams all over the stadium, and you could be unlucky enough to buy a ticket and sit
behind
right
a pole.
I do remember that one.
Text line. Early. What's the text line?
Right behind an enormous beam.
Mm-hmm.
Big shaft.
Now, where are you going with this, fellas? We're talking about baseball.
Subscribe for the listeners so they can get an image.
You're just a sneaky Viola Seymour.
You know, Doug doesn't remember what day that was. He just remembers his dad telling him, son, if they just get hot,
we can win this baby.
And they did in 63, if I recall.
No, 64 they won it.
Well, still.
64 was their World Series year.
Tim, we want to hear about your pop's birthday celebration. It seems like you guys saw a photo from a golf course. It seems like you guys had a good time. Does the old man have some games still?
No, he never did, but he loves being out there, and we were able to play yesterday, and yesterday was a perfect day. It was his 70th birthday, and so me and my brother Danny played with him and my cousin Brian, and we played yesterday afternoon, and it was absolutely perfect. And then you know what we did? We shot over to Kirkwood Brew House and ponied up on a Tuesday afternoon and had ourselves a few tastes and kind of figured it all out and got to know each other. And the hard line wrapped up, and Cam Jansen and TJ Moe, who my dad has worked with some sales accounts, came over, and like I said, TJ wouldn't enjoying libations because he does not enjoy libations, but Cam does enjoy libations.
Enough for TJ, too.
What's that?
Perhaps enough for both of
them. Perhaps enough, yeah. I had to jet home, and Cam was still bringing it, so who knows how long he was there. But we wound up hanging out up there, and it was a perfect day, and it was super cool to be able to do that and play golf with my dad, and then hang out at Kirkwood Brew House and have some beer. So it was a perfect day. He's had a very good 2 weeks as of I, with our baby being born here 2 weeks ago, I guess today, and then a big celebration for his 70th birthday. So that was super cool.
You were able to shoot over to the brew house and pony up and then jet home.
Yes, those are those are the three verbs.
All right.
Yeah, I don't go places. No. I shoot. Pony jet.
You still do that as a father. So we lost our coolness many years ago.
We just drive to places.
Yeah. So you're a dad now, but still cool.
Right. As cool as it gets. It's just damn cool as it gets. Now.
Yeah. There's a lot of texts about your encumbered view when you were behind a pole. I'm just letting you know on the text line what's going on. I'm not going to read them
all. So as a five-year-old kid who has a bad seat at the stadium, that has opened it up for all these disgusting people who want to text in.
I'm like Sean Hannity. I report, you decide. Wow. Okay? I'm just reporting it. I'm not condoning it. In fact, I'm not reading them because some of them are a little vile.
I wouldn't read them.
I think a lot of people, at least Injun Joe, he's not upset. He's not trying to be vile. He's just upset that you got... he says you got stiffed with that seed. He says it's no good. You just should have gotten your money back. Your dad should have.
No, they didn't get the money back. No, it was not a great stadium. It was not. If you had decent seats, it was interesting, quirky.
Doug, rank your Bush stadiums.
Like the manager against you. I'll say Bush Stadium 2 as number 1. And then Bush 3, and then Sportsman's Park.
That's and not going to play well with the older fan
really
base.
Comment, because I have no idea about Sportsman's Park, but I would take Bush 2 over Bush 3. But then sometimes I wonder if there's the nostalgia bias. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's where I grew up, and that's where I had my best times as a Cardinal fan. So
I'm sure that plays
in. You know, so if that factors in.
And there is a caution.
I know Edmonds on the broadcast last night. Edmonds always talks about how he preferred that stadium over the new stadium.
When they redid it, especially.
I mean, yes,
before,
absolutely.
When it was just a circle with pink seats and AstroTurf, no. But the job they did redoing that, I forget what year it was, must have been mid-90s. Then it was really a cool place, I thought.
But also, yeah. Tim, you learn life lessons every day from Doug, in particular, on this show. When you take Jameson to his first game, you know, pony up the extra money and make sure the kid gets a good seat. Don't be like Doug's dad who gave him a crummy seat.
Mm. Well, we moved, but that's where we started.
You waited for the fans
didn't sell
to,
out
to
a
leave,
whole lot.
And then you moved down? So you stole.
We just moved
stole
over.
Something that
we
wasn't
just
yours.
Moved over! We moved over. We didn't steal anything from anybody.
Your good lessons being taught there. Buy
hey, let's,
the
let's take Doug to his
steal
first,
someone else's.
Let's take Doug to his first Cardinal games. Well, I can get the one behind the pole cheap. We'll get those.
And then steal someone else's. Well, they probably go for a hot dog. And they're probably, oh, these are our seats. So make us get the tickets out. And then you shame someone else into sitting in the
seats. No, we
seats
just
that
moved over
there.
A couple seats.
Yeah, you're one of those guys.
You know what I want to talk about outside of Doug and that pole that was in front of him and tempting him?
Please, yes.
And that's Harry's Razors. Because what they do is they get your skin soft like hers. You can save time and money with Harry's. They're able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you'll love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. We have partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/insidestl to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer for free. Free, free, free. All you do is cover just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/insidestl. That's harrys.com/insidestl. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. Harry's Razors. Shave it up real nice, like.
Tim, we got about 10 minutes before Rick Hummel joins us here on the Appliance Discounters phone line, so I guess we should maybe lead us into some Cardinals discussion. The Cardinals get another win last night, and you know, these young guys keep performing against the worst teams in baseball, and now they've got on a little bit of a 3-game win streak here, and only lost once in their past, 7 games. So what do you make it where the Cardinals stand right now? Have you been able to follow them much during your
anything, all I do is watch television. sometimes holding my son, sometimes just with a bottle, whatever the case might be. So I've been watching plenty of it, but I'm still at a point where I'm like, I don't recall many times where the Cardinals are mathematically in a pennant race, and it's September 5th, and there are people out there who I have no idea who they are. You know, I mean, like in the early 1990s, and even though the Cardinals pay tribute to the early 1990s by wearing those red caps on the road, in the early 1990s, it was kind of a tradition to bring up the randoms, who the goal was for them to become the regulars in September, because they were, for the most part, out of the pennant race, certainly much farther out than they were now. And, of course, you didn't have the wild card setup that you do now. But they've won these games, and yes, they are beating, you know, the Giants, and they are beating the Padres. But the other side of that is, and it's something that we talked about in July, and I realize it's not going to get much attention, like when you break down a college football schedule, and people, you know, who pay attention to college football can rattle off a team's opponents. The Cardinals faced the best teams in the National League in the early part of the season, and they didn't get to face at least the entire repertoire of the National League West's bottom feeders until now. And whereas some of the teams that they're competing against did get to play the Padres and did get to play the Giants, and they are two of the three worst teams record-wise in the National League, and the Cardinals are getting them now. So it's not like the Cardinals are getting an advantage, you know, like Missouri having what you would think would be a layup against Missouri State. They're getting the teams that everybody else has played, but they're just getting them now in September, which is a little rare to have that happen in September, but that's what they get, and they're taking advantage of it, and that's part of the deal. Now, the thing that I'm kind of intrigued by, and we've talked about it a little here and there over the course of the season, is, you know, they are, you know, hell, I mean, they're even in the National League Central race now. I don't think most people would bet on that, but they're only four games out. And when you look at their remaining schedule, minus the Cubs and that stretch where they play them, seven games out of 13, they're playing nothing but butt-asses the rest of the way. I mean, and then could wind up determining the National League wild card, the final three games of the year at Busch Stadium, September 29th through October 1st. The weird thing is, though, and I could be wrong on this, I don't feel like the market, and by that I mean the metropolitan area and then Cardinal fans throughout the region, are as engrossed in this as, you know, previous pennant races going back to 2000. And I think, if I'm offering a theory on that, I think it's because it doesn't feel like a very good baseball team. And so it isn't a case of, man, if they can get in the playoffs, of course they could win it. It's always been there. The math's always been there. But it's about the probability and the percentage you'd assign to it. It doesn't seem like it's real likely that they would. And I don't think that's because you have powerhouse teams, because the Dodgers have started to stumble for whatever reason here recently. And they did get Kershaw back, and they started to stumble recently. The Diamondbacks are the team that's actually been surging. I think if you look at the Nationals, while they have a great record, they are really beat up. I would consider them vulnerable. And the Cubs, obviously, have never been able to live up to the preseason hype. So it's not like you look around and have, like, for what the Cardinals had in 2011, as an example, that the 2011 Philadelphia Phillies with Halliday, Lee, Hamels, and Oswalt in that rotation. I don't know if you necessarily see anybody at this moment. I would think the Dodgers would be, but at this moment, a team that you go, my God, they're invincible. But as far as just looking in the mirror, I don't see this as being one of the, you know, even top 15 Cardinal teams since 2000. And I think that's why you don't have the enthusiasm, even though they're in two races, mathematically, they're in two races in the National League, both a wild card and the National League Central. And when you look at the schedule, it would not be unrealistic for them to continue to be in the race. There isn't some four-game series with the Dodgers sitting out there. There isn't some, you know, trip to the Bronx or Houston that's sitting out there. It's a butt-ass festival from here on out.
You know, the Cardinals are clearly a flawed team, and I think you're right when, you know, some fans have been turned off by some of the baseball that they've seen, so maybe they're not buying in. To me, the thing that always was compelling about the Cardinals being able to get in and do something was the starting pitching. And we saw it very good, and then we saw it go south. And I think when the starting pitching went south, it exposed the bullpen, then it just looked like a total mess. Now we're seeing the starting pitching getting back on track. Waka wasn't great last night, good enough, but Weaver has been good. Lance Lynn, obviously, has been very good. Carlos Martinez, another complete game shutout. That straightens out. You don't have to rely so much on the bullpen, and you have a better chance to win games. I also think that some Cardinal fans are excited about seeing the young players coming up, the guys like Bader, and getting a peek of the future. So we'll see what they can
do. But there is that, and that's. But to me, I feel like that's a separate discussion. There's that, and that's something that I like. I love watching the players that you go, this could be, you know, this could lead to a solution in the off season to get this team back to where you go, okay, yeah, I mean, yeah, they 2% chance they could go on a run. And increase those chances where you're putting, you know, like the Astros, for example, or the Dodgers, as far as making a postseason run. But usually you don't have the two interacting, and by that I mean you bring up the young guys, and it's the young guys from Memphis who are playing a role. Granted, it's against the Giants and Padres, but they're playing a role in these victories, and that's the weird spot that I can't recall. Like in the early 1990s when they called up Art Gilkey and Ray Lankford and Brian Jordan, you're like, okay, this is a look at what they'll have next year. They weren't in a pennant race. And granted, there was only one postseason spot at the time, and back then the Pirates were great and the 93 Phillies were great, and they weren't really in the race. But now you are in two different races, and yet your lineup is full of guys who, you know, a month ago they were either were doing time in Memphis or were full-time in Memphis. So perhaps, whereas 2006 they got a bunch of guys healthy, perhaps this Memphis team that was setting records down there in the Pacific Coast League, maybe these guys are, you know, just as good as some of the major league guys and could spark them to a run. And the Cardinals going on, what do they have, 24 games left, if I'm not mistaken, something along those lines?
A couple dozen, yep.
Thank you. that they could win 17 of those. Because, again, it's not like you're sitting there going, oh, my God, this is sitting out there. This stretch of the schedule, it's over. I mean, they put in their time, and they dealt with a lot of difficult runs as far as dealing with some really good teams earlier on in the year, but now that's over. And minus the Cubs, who I wouldn't at this point consider to be some immovable force, you know, the schedule is super favorable. And who knows, man, maybe that final three-game series at Busch Stadium against the Brewers could determine the wild card. But you have the seven final games of the season are four against the Cubs and three against the Brewers. And even though it's not like, for example, 2001, where the Cardinals and Astros were both damn good teams at the end of the year and battling, or 2015, where you had three great teams in the National League Central all around 100 wins, it's still a pennant race. And, hell, you know, the 83-win 2006 Cardinals won a World Series. I just don't see the talent on the roster to do that. So even though, yeah, they're in a pennant race, I just don't see the same caliber of world championship talent. And honestly, as a Cardinal fan, of course I want to see it happen. But if they were to be able to go on a run, I feel like it like diminishes the importance of the regular season, because it just hasn't been a good baseball team. And if all of a sudden they go on some run, and you go, what in the hell just happened? And that's one of the things I love about baseball is the importance of the regular season. So, I don't know. It's a weird thing to see. I don't know if it's as a fan base. You can't, you know, you piss people off by using the term spoiled. I'm not saying that in a negative way. I'm saying it as a compliment to the organization that we've been so lucky to see so many great teams and incredible moments. But here you are on September 6th, and you're in the mix in two different races, you know, partially because the first place team in your division's faltering and have lost three in a row, and you're four games back there. And then in the wild card race, I think we all were kind of looking at the Rockies and going, yeah, that could fall apart. And you're only three games back of the second wild card spot. So, but at the same time, it doesn't feel like your typical St. Louis September where people are buzzing about a Cardinal playoff run, even though they are within striking distance of two playoff spots.
And in last night's lineup, I mean, if you're a Cardinal fan, you look at Mejia starting, Valera gets called up, suddenly he's at second base. There has been an onslaught of injuries right now. Wong has played so well, he's got a back issue. I guess we'll know more about it today, but Fowler, Pham was supposed to be a go yesterday and wasn't. So there, and Matt Carpenter. So
it sounds like Carpenter's going to get the shot and try to make a comeback.
But
here,
supposedly, after you get the shot, you need a couple days.
Right.
Who knows? But they got a big win last night with kids. You know, some of the kids by design get up and see what they can do, and some the hand has been forced because of injury.
Interesting to me that, like, I felt kind of track the FanGraphs postseason projections and the probabilities, and you know they're not locks, and they change every day. So, but interesting to me that the right now the Cardinals, according to FanGraphs stats, I think they put the Vaughn Index in there. They still give the Cardinals a better chance, a 7% chance to win the division, as opposed to a 3.7% chance for the Brewers, which probably no one's going to beat the Cubs. They're at 89.2, but if you just look at the wild card, the Cardinals got a 17.6% chance compared to a Brewers 10.1% chance. To me, I think that's when you'll see it really ramp up. If the Cardinals can get right next to the Brewers, if they can get to second place, and they're only half a game back, they could be in front of the Brewers with a win today. If the Brewers lose, then it will start to feel more like a bit of a race again. I don't know that anybody's going to catch the Cubs. But if you can get in front of the Brewers, you have a lot better shot at the wild card.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see what the formula is that gets them to that, because the Brewers also have a favorable schedule. They play the Cubs just as many times as the Cardinals do. I think they play the Pirates just as many times as the Cardinals do. The only variable is the Brewers have three going to Miami, whereas the Cardinals are done playing the Marlins. And, yeah, Giancarlo Stanton's on, you know, some kind of incredible run. But I don't think you look at the Marlins, even though technically they're also in the wild card race, and go, oh, God, you got to go play Miami. Good luck at getting one of three there. So I don't know. I don't know why they give, you know, the Cardinals essentially two times the probability to win the division than the Brewers. But, you know, that's the thing. I'd be curious what that is, and maybe later on today we'll have a discussion on the TMA fan page on Facebook as to why. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, the Cardinals won. But, yeah, the Cardinals won. The Brewers lost. The Cubs lost. That was a significant win, even though I realize it was in front of 10,000 people, and 7,000 of them were Cardinals fans last night in San Diego. It still, from a standing standpoint, was significant. I just don't know why. I don't sense there's buzz about it, considering they're in the race for both playoff spots. The wild card and the National League Central. As unrealistic as perhaps you would think the Central would be, they do play the Cubs seven times here in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, here we can talk it over with Rick Hummel, who's joining us now via the Appliance Discounter phone line. Thanks to 314 Sports. 314 Training Academy features a 15,000 square foot indoor facility in Brentwood with state of the art Hit Tracks baseball simulator. 314sports.com is the site. Kamish, thanks for making some time for us this morning. Always good to hear from you. How are you doing?
Hi, sir. How are you?
Doing well. You're with the whole crew is here today. We got Tim, Jim, Doug, Plowsy, Sea Monster. Everybody's in the house. And wow. We're talking some Cardinals baseball. We're just kind of going over last night's win, a pretty substantial win considering what else happened in the division. These guys are starting to put together some victories against some of these terrible teams that they said they had to do when they went on this road trip. What do you make of where the Cardinals stand right now, and do you think this is fool's gold, or are you seeing this maybe being a little bit of a race here toward the end of the season?
Well, if they get pitching like this, Milwaukee's game was okay last night. He got through six innings, but the last four were scoreless after some rough stuff in the first two. And Lynn, Weaver, and Martinez were excellent. If they can get Flaherty a decent game tonight, that'll be basically five in a row, and that's how you get back into it. The last time their bullpen is still sketchy at the end. They had a four-run lead last night. Everybody pitched fine. But let's see what happens when they have a one-run lead sometime. Those games are going to happen here. Can they hang on to those? That will determine how far they go. And I still have issues with how reliable that's going to be at the back end. So the more innings the starters can log, the better off they are.
They still, you know, they won the game last night, but still had two plays that just leave you scratching your head with Harrison Bader making a throw from short center field somewhere between second and third that hit the base runner, allowed another run to score. And Grichuk got hung up in a rundown at third base after a walk to Jose Martinez. Have you ever seen a team that has this many mental errors?
Big Ben Golf Center offers more than 25 hitting stations, grass and turf hitting mats, a lighted driving range, heated stalls, double-decker driving ranges, and wind dividers. During inclement weather, the bottom decks are heated for your convenience. Nationally ranked golf instructors offer group lessons and one-on-one lessons, plus club regripping and spike replacement service. Come in during their summer hours, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday. Big Ben Golf Center, the most complete driving range in St. Louis County.
Not a Cardinal team. Little League, maybe. But
yeah.
the Bader thing looked like the ball. It looked like he was going to throw home, and the ball, and he changed his mind. The ball just kind of slipped out of his hands there. And Grichuk was a strange play. He didn't need to be as far down as he was, but it was a check swing, and it looked like it was a strikeout, not a walk. And so Grichuk was just kind of thinking the inning was over, I think. And I don't know. And then the catcher left to throw to first base, and almost to throw to first base, and Grichuk was going to dash home then, and the catcher decided, maybe not. Maybe I'm going to throw the ball to third base instead, which was the wise call. So they were lucky to get out of a couple things. But then, on the other hand, Piscotty threw out a runner from right field, which was that saved a possible big inning. And then the young third baseman, Mejia, made several terrific plays toward the end of the game.
The injuries that have cropped up on the Cardinals, it seems that Carpenter's going to get a shot. They don't think that's going to be a major issue. I know Mike Matheny was optimistic about Colton Wong. Pham was supposed to be in the lineup, then he wasn't. And, of course, Fowler's dealing with the hip thing. Any of those guys concern you?
I guess they all concern you. When they're hurt, they're regular players. The difference now is that anybody who's hurt doesn't have to play hurt, because you can have as many as 40 guys on your roster. These things that happened in August, they'd be in a bad situation, because you'd have to be bringing guys up and disabling guys, and they don't have to disable these guys. They can just play around them for a little bit until they're ready to go. So they have the best team in Memphis history here backing them up. So they're in pretty good shape for backups.
When you look at Jose Martinez and what he's been able to and what he had to do to make this team, and then what he's been able to do here lately, now that Carpenter's been out and he's getting some more opportunity. His last 20 at-bats, he's averaging .550, slugging 1.15. He got three homers, two last night. What do you make of this surge from Jose Martinez? Is this sustainable? And if it is, I guess you got to let him keep playing until he cools off. How do they find a way to do this with Matt Carpenter headed back probably sooner rather than later?
Well, that's a good question. I think Martinez looks a lot more comfortable at first base than he does in the outfield, where I don't think he's very good. One ball kind of clanked off his glove last night that he should have, but he made some good plays the previous night. And I leave him at first base as long as he's hitting the way he's hitting. The outfield is awfully crowded. You get Fowler and Pham back, there's no place for Martinez in the outfield, really. Bader, Grichuk, and Piscotty, there's just too many guys there. First base looks like his spot. Now, what is Carpenter's spot? Well, I don't think Carpenter has a spot until he's completely healthy to play. Then you run him out there somewhere, whether it's second, first, third, I don't know.
Probably can't be third, right?
I mean, if he's got a shoulder issue. Probably not. But Jerko should be back on the roster today. I don't know if he can play in the field yet, but he should be back on the roster. So first base is the way to go with Martinez. And is it sustainable? Well, he's 29 years old. Tommy Pham is 29 years old. Tommy Pham has sustained it for a whole season. And these are the two guys who were fighting for one spot, for the last spot in the roster in the spring. Look at the years they're having.
And you mentioned defensively, yeah, he had an error last night. But overall, I mean, for a new position, I think he's getting better and better. He's made, I can think of three or four picks that I wonder if the other guys would have made. I think he's fine at first base. And if he's hot like this, he's got to play.
I'm sure a lot of people had their hearts in their mouths when he tried to go 3-6-1 the other day on a double play. It worked. You know, a ball hit to his right. He gloved it and threw a perfect throw to second base. Not too hard, just right on the bag. And then the pitcher covered the bag at first. That was a play that he probably couldn't have made a month ago.
He's been impressive right from spring training. He tore it up in spring training. And it seems like every time he gets a chance to play, he hits. You think there's any kind of long-term future for him here? Or is this just going to be kind of a one-season guy?
I think there's a long-term future. If you think there's a long-term future for Pham, and I think there is, then why not this guy? Pham has different skills than Martinez. He's a better runner, faster runner, certainly a better outfielder. But as far as power is concerned, and this is something Martinez really hadn't shown a whole lot of in his career, was power. But he hit the ball at right center last night, almost hit two balls out in right center last night, plus the bomb he hit to left. This guy's a big time player. He's got 200 at bats now, and with 12 home runs, 13 home runs, and 30 some RBIs.
Hitting 310.
That's awfully good.
And as a pinch hitter, he's about the best in baseball. He's been really good as a pinch hitter if he's not in the starting lineup.
And he's a terrific guy in the clubhouse. He's worked really hard to get to this point. He's not going to let it go. He's going to be on their team for next season, and I don't know how many seasons after that, but they don't have any reason to move him anywhere, and you got to find him time, though. There's a whole bunch of outfielders around here, and a few extra infielders too, but many outfielders, and some of these guys are going to have to go.
They had both Mejia and Valera starting yesterday in the infield. Why do you think they didn't bring up Patrick Wisdom, who had 30 home runs and drove in 87 or 90 runs at AAA? What's wrong with him?
Well, he's not on the 40-man roster is the easy answer to that, Doug. They've already put some guys on here and there that they needed to get up here to protect various positions, and they just didn't have the roster flexibility to keep doing that. Plus, Driscoll's going to be back in the field pretty soon. There's not going to be any time for Wisdom to be playing. They needed a left-handed hitting infielder. Valera's a switch hitter, actually, but they were short on left-handed hitters with Wong and Carpenter both out, and they had to leave Memphis something down there. I know Memphis has almost... If Stubby Clapp can win the AAA championship with the club he's got left now, he is the manager of the world.
Yeah. I just got to be wondering, if I'm hitting 30 bombs in AAA, I wonder what I have to do to ever get to the major leagues or get on the 40-man roster.
Right, yeah, you're right. And the question is, will he be on the 40-man roster at the end of the season? They have a tough decision to make there, because otherwise he can be drafted by somebody else, and somebody else will take him on a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would think.
Michael Wacha had not the start that he wanted last night, but he stayed in there and got better as the game went along. This comes after a lot of people were wondering, is this guy going to get shipped to the bullpen? Is that arm shoulder bothering him again? It seems like he has regained a little bit of traction here in these last couple outings. Are you confident that he's going to hold up this year down the stretch, something he hasn't been able to do the past couple seasons, but he spent this offseason really kind of reworking his body to be able to withstand?
Well, I think so, Ben. He's only got 5 starts to go now, and he was throwing 97, at least one pitch late in the game there. So his command was a little bit off last night, and that pitch he threw to Wood, I'm sure he'd like to have back. But other than that, he was pretty good, and they've got him, I think, earmarked to pitch in that Cubs series next weekend in Chicago, and they can get Lynn in there too if they work past Flaherty. They can get Martinez, Lynn, and Walker as the 3 pitchers in that series.
Good stuff, Commissioner. We always appreciate it. Thanks for your time this morning, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, you bet, guys. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Rick.
That is Hall of Famer Rick Hummel joining us here. Thanks to 314 Sports. 314 Training Academy has over 15,000 square feet of an indoor facility in Brentwood with a state-of-the-art HitTrax baseball simulator, something Luke Voigt used this offseason. 314 Sports is the website.
Look forward to watching Flaherty start. Not great in his major league debut, but I think you saw enough to be intrigued with what he can be.
Well, he was just dominant in the minors this year, and it's not often that somebody's dominant like that, even at the AAA level, and they come up and they have nothing. So you could write that off the first start as being jittery, nervous. You got to be scared out of your mind to start first game as a major league. What is he, 21 years old?
That's how I felt my first day when I filled in on this show.
I would think so.
Shaking.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're around a heck of a lot of big league talent here.
I was nervous, and then Tim gave me a pep talk, and he said, look.
He said, trust your stuff.
He said, if you screw up, you'll never appear on the show again.
Right.
And that's why I was locked it in. Yeah. Thanks for that, Tim.
And we've overlooked it, because you have.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what the rules
are. We have such a comfortable lead in first place that we can afford to carry some dead
weight.
That's
how the Cardinals got behind. To dominate the division, start to slack off, cut corners. Now look where they are.
Right. Ben Fred is a Rule 5 guy.
Yeah.
I'm Matt Bowman.
Yeah.
Not everybody can make $25 million a year. We need payroll balance, flexibility. But you're doing fine.
You're doing fine.
We appreciate you running the point here.
Running the point.
I don't like
well,
to talk.
Really
that's
well.
That's when I'm running the point. I need to tell you that Bud Select is the official beer and TMA Live sponsor. The next one, I think, is September 21st. Is that right, Tim?
Doug?
I think that's right.
Dorset.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yes.
It seems
Doug,
right.
You
yes,
were, Doug,
yes
you were
I had that on my schedule.
Tim said, hey, I'm going to go.
Write it down right here.
I got it.
I'm going to go take care of my kid. Can you track the TMA Lives? Man,
it's the 21st. Indeed it is.
That's Dorset, Doug. Dorset.
Now, our last one.
Go ahead, Iggy.
Our last one. Our last one I gave out.
That's a lot of bass in that mic.
Well, it's my voice.
Oh, yeah.
It's vibrating.
Woo!
Like the Howard Stern episode.
The B word.
The last one I gave away, a bowling ball. This time, I'm just going to... I've harvested about 7 of my...
Don't say harvested.
7 of my sunflower seeds.
Don't
probably about 2,000, 3,000 seeds. So I'm just going to make little baggies up and bring them in. Anybody wants my sunflowers, I'll have them at the table.
So you're going to sell Iggy seed?
No, free.
You're going to give away Iggy seed for free at the next live?
He's
recording?
A seed donor.
No, these are not the average sunflower. These are ones that you grow, and they will end up ingesting you and take over your body. These are evil sunflowers.
Now, why would they be evil?
I know, they scare me. Sunflowers scare me.
I'd like to taste some of the sunflower seeds.
I'll bring some in tomorrow for you.
All right, thank you. Now, you don't put anything on them? You don't have to put salt or anything on them?
I put them in salt water overnight, and then I dry them out for about 4 or 5 hours, and I bake them.
Sounds like Doug is willingly taking Iggy's seed.
Okay, that's not a lot
of I need a bell at home.
Plowsy, you got suspended for that remark. Right. Plowboy has been suspended for that remark. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the leather-bound, handsome suspension logule sponsored by Hot Shots, 11 locations. We'll be there on the 21st. And you're saying, wait a minute, what are you writing it down with? Right. An ink pen from Wright Business Products. Thank you, Wrightsy.
Would it be possible to get someone to bird feed Larry some of Iggy's seed?
Doug, how do you want to handle that one?
Why are we going down this direction?
I'm just wondering.
The poor guy has grown some fabulous sunflowers, and he's harvested these said seeds.
You're the only one who's harvesting, taking it to the gutter.
When he's harvesting, Iggy, underwear, fully clothed.
Overalls, I would think. No. Overalls and a flannel shirt and a seed hat.
No, they're outside. Yesterday I had a sweatshirt on. It was a little chilly.
That's hot.
The squirrels are killing a lot of them, though, so I'm...
The squirrels come and they eat the seeds.
Well, what they do is they jump up on the stalk and they break it, and the seeds aren't all formed yet, and now they're dead because the stalk is broken, so it's not getting any nutrition.
Can you put some sort of baffle on there?
No, I just throw rocks at them. I sit on the patio and I throw rocks at them.
Hit them? Have you hit one yet?
I have hit one, then it came back two minutes later, like, I just hit you with a rock. I'm still here.
Could it have been a different one? Gun. I mean,
nope,
they look the same.
Nope,
maybe he thought you had a chicken wing and couldn't throw very hard.
I mean, they're just overgrown rats.
With a bushy tail.
Shot at the squirrel community.
The tail is what keeps a squirrel in our good graces.
They use it for balance, Doug.
Yeah, well, they look kind of cute. A squirrel, it's hard to be mad at a squirrel. They look kind of cute, but if they had that rat tail, you'd say, kill them. Shoot them.
Hey, I hate to interrupt because there's a squirrel discussion going on, but I have been told that I need to tell the audience about DraftKings, and I need to do it now.
All right.
And that's it's starting up here in, 4 days? You'll have your first DraftKings Sunday. You've been waiting for this since February 6th. Football season's here, and there's no better way to get closer to the game you love than with DraftKings 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday that is totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. $1 billion with DraftKings. There are many ways to play. Choose between public contests with big cash prizes or private contests where you can compete against a group of your friends. DraftKings can also DraftKings also has beginner and casual contests where you'll play against people of similar skill level. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. So get to DraftKings.com now and use promo code QUARTERBACK to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code QUARTERBACK to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try DraftKings? The game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Quarterback. It sounds so clear when you read that promo code.
I said it the same way.
I was
regional accent.
When you said it,
there was a little confusion when you said it. Doug, you said the promo code was promo code.
I didn't.
There was a lot of confusion.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Thank you, Tim. And we have the TMA League. Where our listeners can play against us. It's a 300-entry league. One person can enter up to five times, and the link to it is on the fan page. It's $10 per entry and up to five entries per person, so we're doing that this year. 300 people, so that means you're talking about a big cash prize. I think for like the top, I don't know, I'll have to see how many people get paid out, but a number of people get paid out. So join that one as well as the season is fast approaching. And, taste me.
Mm-hmm. Back to you in the studio.
That's my out cue. If you look at the director's script, it said, when he says taste me, switch graphic.
Okay.
Iggy, here's some advice from Wrinkly Scott. He says he took care of his squirrel problem after listening to them chewing on his deck for way too long. He took his .22 rifle. Squirrel problem, no more. They didn't go to waste. They were field-dressed and consumed. That's from Wrinkly Scott.
Field-dressed.
I'm not trying to kill it. I'm just trying to chase it away. I'm not...
Well, you need to step up your attack, I think.
I just want to. I don't want to kill the animal.
Would a fake owl help?
What if you just stood on your deck and said, "Hoo, hoo"?
They're expensive. I was going to get a fake.
Just a plastic owl is expensive.
Yeah, all those fake birds. I was going to get a fake.
It's probably not that expensive, Iggy.
Yeah, the gas station down the street had pigeon problems. They put two fake owls up. They said it like $75.
Really?
Yeah. For the both of them or for one?
I asked him if I can have one. He said no.
Just go steal it.
Maybe a rubber snake would help. That's what I have to put above my front door.
Well, the season's almost over now. I don't need any suggestions.
Yeah, a rubber snake above your front door? A serpent?
Yes, I do. Otherwise, the birds build a nest there. Every year they do.
They walk
out the front door and you get all this flapping right in your face. I don't need that.
Iggy, $11 on eBay. Okay, so it's
the season's almost over. It's too late now. They've already killed most of them, so.
Just trying to save your creepy sunflowers.
Oh, for next year. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah. Sure. It's a good idea.
What sound did those birds make again?
As soon as you walk out of the front door, you got like feathers in your face.
Usually when
flapping sounds.
When we talk Iggy's garden, usually people talk about buried bodies.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of those on the text line.
Yeah, it's getting old.
You don't like that,
calling Iggy a hypocrite because he's talking about, he's mad because the squirrels kill his sunflower seeds, saying, how can Iggy be mad about someone killing something? Which,
I don't care. It's just
paraphrasing there.
I mean, the shark got old. They got rid of that. The dead bodies in my garden's getting
old. How does that make you feel? Anytime the shark is brought up, Plowsy still laughs like it's fresh as can be.
I harp back to like the original list where he was doing it day by day and got so frustrated that he released the whole list. And that kind of, every time I hear Hammerhead Shark, it reminds me of how frustrated he got with the top 30 porn stars list. So it always makes me chuckle.
All right.
Iggy's being fact-checked by the text line. Apparently someone's sending in a screenshot of a fake owl that is $11.99 at Academy Sports. Hashtag support the sponsors.
Yeah, I lied again.
Well, if you haven't priced one, yeah, I could see.
I just asked the guy at the gas station. He said it cost $75, so I believed him. I'm not a pricing fake owls.
No, you wouldn't do well on The Price is Right, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I would
apparently
have
$11. I'd have bet
a dollar and just took my chances.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. Well, you know what? You can do some betting at my bookie too.
Tell me about that.
People always ask us for advice on this presentation. Sometimes it's about women, it's about the gals, it's about ladies, about dames and dishes. Other times they want advice on fries, tater tots, string fries, steak fries, or what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or you got Steelers? Who can I bet against the Rams? Well, where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why you should go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in business for years now, and their rep is rock solid. They'll do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money, and they have the fastest payout. Seriously, just two business days. So we make picks, and you make money. Lay down some cash and win big today. Make your way to MyBookie, you win, and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting and the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. So join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Here's a promo code. Now, this is different than the promo code.
See if you can deliver it clearly and concisely.
Come on.
I'm going to try, because there was this thick regional accent. Sometimes I say words, and you don't understand them. The promo code is radio. The promo code is radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio.
It sounds like you're from Belgium.
That's the promo code, and if you use that, it'll activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Promo code radio.
Quick question.
Yes.
What is your bookie wearing? Because he sounds hot.
I expect a visor.
Green one?
I think so. Maybe a vest.
Sure.
A vest. With something rolled up on his sleeve over here, almost looks like a garter belt on his sleeve, you know.
Probably a name like Nick. Nick.
Could be.
Who's good tonight? What's doing tonight, Nick?
No. I've not been to my bookie, but I'm going to try that out.
I'm there, Doug. I'm there. That's where I am.
Yeah. Well,
I had a small taste on Tennessee, Vitus 4, they didn't cover on Monday night.
Mm. Well, that triple option is tough, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going
to
do?
It's not like they had all offseason to prepare for it.
Yeah, Butch Jones. We got to get Rondo on and see what his thoughts are on the win.
Well, now everybody had all offseason to get ready, and still half the teams lose.
Yeah, but Missouri State is a team you wanted to keep under 50. Missouri did it.
Right. So,
but I tell you,
that's
what,
a box you can check.
I was reading the FCS message boards, and they're high on that Missouri State offense.
Are they? Their quarterback looked okay. He looked all right.
Yeah, their running back was really good. I don't know why they decided to give him 3 carries in the second half. I think that was probably a bad choice, considering he literally ran over every Missouri defender in sight all during the first half.
Right.
He must have been hurt, I suppose. But that's the problem. When it's Missouri State, you don't know. The guy just disappears.
Right.
And you never know. Find out what happened to him.
Missouri State does not come into our house and push us around.
But they did.
Well, they didn't.
They did. They did.
Yeah, they lost by almost 30.
You didn't like the look of one of the players. I saw you tweeted it out. One guy had
just a massive mullet. Did you see that guy? A massive.
That's the Missouri State brand, baby.
I guess.
He's on brand.
You know, it's interesting that it comes to this, my travel habits. But the Cardinals are on the road. I'm in studio, but normally when I'm on the road, I am on the move with Four Seasons Penske Truck Rental, Penske Moving Trucks. Just look for the big gold trucks. I use Penske because, to be honest, they have many suits of clothes. So if it's a four-game road trip, I probably bring 17 or 18 suits. So I need the big gold truck. Thank you, Penske.
Right.
Lots of pants.
About 17 or 18, the pants come with the suit, you know, the jacket and the
Four suits for each game?
Yeah, I change every inning or
two. Pre-game
he walks
suit,
into the clubhouse before
suit.
The game and he doesn't like the vibe. He goes out, changes suit, tries it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thank you, Jed Jerko. While he was nursing his hammy, he would help me change. So thank you, Jed.
Wow, I didn't hear that on the podcast.
How so? How, like, maybe give you fashion advice or physically help you?
He'd be like, here's your jacket. Oh, all right, let's tie the tie real quick, you know, because it's a quick changeover.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jerko's there to help with that.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
When he comes back, what are you going to do?
Have to find someone else.
Get one of these young rookies. They won't know any better.
All right, maybe Mejia will help me
sure
out.
Sure, he will.
Sure.
He's just happy to be here.
Well, we workshopped that out nicely, gentlemen.
That was well done, boys.
What should we solve next?
I don't know that we have any other problems, do we?
I was hoping you would hold Missouri's defense accountable a little more. But then you were waffling and you were giving them a pass.
But
I was thrilled. They're going to come in here and hold up. But they did do that. They roughed you up for a half, and you're just ready to dismiss it because the offense scored more points.
Well, they made adjustments. Boy, I don't know if you watched the game.
If somebody would in this city would hold Mizzou defense accountable, I was hoping it would be you.
No,
but ever since you lost your passion for the Cardinals baseball season, you haven't been ready to deliver any takes whatsoever.
Isn't it better to have a defense that makes adjustments? Like, Doug, sure, they could have come out and held a juggernaut offense to, you know, 150 yards, but what you want to see early on is a defense that makes adjustments. That's just what the Tigers did.
It was clear their game plan in the first half was to leave gaping holes there in the offensive line, was to have the linebackers leave the middle of the field open. So if Mississippi State ran the ball, they would run the ball forever.
State.
They would go until, you know, they got the pay.
And then Missouri State fell into that trap. They fell into the trap.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They ran up and down the field for a first half, got overconfident, and had very little in the second half.
Hello, Rope-a-Dope, Foreman, Ali.
Missouri, good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
Nice to play, Posse. Nice
great,
to play.
Great.
Well, coming up, we can see if TJ Moe shares that take on the Mizzou defense. He's going to join us here in the 9 o'clock hour. Tim, are you going to be able to hang with us?
I just received word that the young Tyke is up, but I'm going to try and feed and broadcast at the same time.
Oh, wow.
I think it'll be comparable to what Deion Sanders did in 1991. Doug, one afternoon he was playing with the Falcons, and then later that night he was playing with the Braves. And I think you're going to see something similar to that in the 9 o'clock hour.
Well, this could be big. This could be Jameson's first radio appearance if he lets out some sort of broadcast. Maybe a free dotum, perhaps, could be. I don't know what time, what age babies start
two
talking
weeks.
Usually.
2 weeks they start talking.
It's not really.
He's probably due for his first free dotum. Maybe we can get it on the air. We'll take
So I'm going upstairs to go pick him up, and I will rejoin because I want to talk college football with TJ. He's not too high on this group either.
No, I can
I don't know
see
what
why.
He was watching.
We'll break it down here next as you listen to the Ryan Kelly Morning After live from the Gateway Buick GMC studios.
Elysium Restoration and Design specializes in basements, kitchens, bathrooms, and home additions. Elysium has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget, whether it's a basic remodel or your dream project. The owner, Jason, started with an idea and a pickup truck, and over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job there is and continues to provide high-quality work to his customers. Visit online at erdstl.com or find Elysium on Facebook. Elysium Restoration and Design, trust is one of the things they build well.